of God. You are the face of love. I hold you in my heart. You are my family. You are the face of God.
You are the face of
you
God.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart.
You are a part of
you
me.
Are a part of me.
You are the face
you
of God.
You are the face of God.
You are the face
you
of God.
I invite you at this time just to take a deep breath, relax, unfold. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, do so. If it helps you to stare at the screen, do so. Take another deep breath. Allow yourself to hear the words, the truth of the words. You are the face of God. And so as we move into a state of meditation, we do so with our spiritual eyes wide open. Without any sense of guilt or shame or unworthiness, we present ourselves to the reality of spirit in our lives. Here I am, God. There's no hiding. You know every thought that I hold. You know every fear that I live. You know every hope, every dream that I ever have before I even express it. So I'm just here in these moments to listen, to be quiet. I want to move to that space of seeing me the way you see me. So that I might see you clearly, crystal clearly, and understand that our relationship is the basis for everything. I want to understand what I need to let go of so that I can move into that knowing, not between my ears, but in my heart. So I'm just going to grow quiet now, Spirit, and spend some time in the silence, just listening. And now, gently, as kindly as I can, I invite you to reawaken to your surroundings. Open your eyes. And hopefully as you do so seeing a new day. A new day, not just in the world around you, but a new day, a new light in yourself. Something that's been there all the time. Something that never goes away. Something that holds happiness and love, joy and peace. Not just in words, but in real feeling and real expression. For this opportunity to get together this morning, to keep at it, to recommit ourselves as loving individuals, doing the best that we can, to recommit ourselves to one another, to understand the difference maker that dwells in each and every one of us at least a little bit more. We really are grateful. And so we say, thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.